Hello once again, and welcome back to Movie Deputy Reviews. We are talking about Sarah's Oil today. This is a true story that just really caught me by surprise. I'd never heard of this story before, but Sarah was a young girl who, because of her heritage, she received 160 acres of land from the Freeman Act that went into place back in like the homestead days. I know just a little bit about this, not this particular story, but the Homestead Act, because just about the 40 miles down the road from where I live is the Homestead National Monument. It was the first homestead on the Oregon Trail, and kind of here in the Midwest was basically the heart of the Homestead Act, where families got 160 acres for different things, but Sarah qualified for this because of her heritage, and so this was awarded to her. Now, a lot of people were like, okay, why wasn't it awarded to her parents or something like that? Well, it doesn't really go into that in a whole lot in the story, but it does talk about Sarah getting her land, and she could hear, I don't know if she heard it more in her heart or in her ears, but she could hear the oceans of oil that she just knew were in her property. And against all odds, she just refused to give up on that idea until she got people to listen to her. And that's where the story gets a little bit more intense and complex. But Sarah never gave up hope, and it was that hope that got her through a lot. Now, there are some very intense scenes in this movie, and if you are sensitive to anything happening to animals, as you can see, she's got her dog Blue Bonnet here on the poster that is right here. If you're only listening to the podcast version, please come over, check out the poster, let me know what you think. But this kind of explains a little bit more of kind of what I'm describing here. And the person that is standing behind her in the poster ends up being somebody who just comes into her life purely by chance. And so he ends up being a big help to her. And he's kind of a flim-flam man of sorts. He sells things bigger than they are, and sometimes the things work out, sometimes they don't, and that even comes into play a little bit in the whole thing with Sarah here. But before we go a little bit more into that, I want to share with you the trailer for this movie, so let's jump over into that real quick.
My name's Sarah Rector. The state gave me 160 acres on account of my ancestors, and there's oil on.
Well, how do you know that?
God gave me the ears to hear it. Do you hear it, Blue? There's oceans down there. Nobody but you, Lord. I got oil on my land, and I'm looking for a partner to help me drill it out.
Bertrand Byron Smith,
at your service.
I look for oil, and I drill for it.
As you can imagine, try to picture an 11-year-old girl walking into one of these areas saying that she's looking for a partner to drill oil. There were a lot of people that didn't take her seriously, but thankfully Bert did, and so did Mace.
I was thinking 50-50.
We should have our lawyers meet.
That's my lawyer, the Texas handshake. There ain't nothing more binding.
We're in Oklahoma.
It goes double for Okies.
Here we go. Nobody but you, Lord.
What's the damage?
Well, this might be the end of the road.
You give up so easy.
What's your guess? Is he gonna do the right thing?
We shook hands.
You may have to speak to him.
I don't know what to say.
God'll give you the words.
We need money out of you. But how are we gonna get him?
Hi, I'm Sarah, Bert's business partner. Has Bert properly presented our proposition, ma'am?
You said y'all need to put in your $1,000.
We need $2,000, and we need it today.
As you can imagine, $2,000 back in that day was a lot of money.
It's a partnership.
Got some real nice mud here. Hoping you might test it first.
I've never seen anything like it. That field you're sitting on could be the richest in all Oklahoma.
I'll give you $20 an acre.
I ain't selling.
You want a war?
You taught me things about my soul.
Ain't nobody ever done that for me. Ain't nobody ever cared.
And that's really where the story takes a journey in an entirely different direction than that, what you might think. It was done by Kingdom Story Company, and it's very inspiring. It's very faith-centered, and because of that, it kind of really pushes the boundaries, and it may be uncomfortable for some, but there's, like I said, there's just something here.
We're dealing with some mighty devious folks over there.
Then we need to fight for what's ours.
Is that why I see dynamite?
That's my life!
No, it ain't!
I would not do that if I was you.
You took the liberty of wiring up your wells
just in case you wanted to do something foolish.
It's funny, but the land had only weeds and lizards, it was all mine. But when people found out there was oil lines, they started thinking it's theirs. All I'm asking is to keep what's mine.
Her name is Sarah Rector, and you're going to be hearing a lot about her.
You know, I've grown kind of fond of the kid. That's called a knight.
It can help over your pieces?
That's right. Look at you. You're learning.
Just want to make sure before I take your queen.
Really? Nobody but you.
As you could probably tell by the trailer, there are some strong racial tensions in this movie. There is some strong language that was commonly used at the time that is no longer used in these situations that will likely make some people very uncomfortable. And there's a lot of heart. Like I said, Sarah Rector was a real person. She got this land and they found this oil, and she was actually one of the very first Black millionaires. And unfortunately, when the Great Depression hit, that really took a lot from her. But this story doesn't go that far, but it goes up until she's 11 years old here in the movie. And in the credits, it actually does share some photos of Sarah, and it shares a little bit more of her story as well. So if you do get to go check this out, be sure to stay into the credits, because like I said, there's some other information that you're not going to want to miss out on. Now, I want to share with you the podcast image that I did. So I'm going to take away the poster and then bring up the podcast image. As you can see, I kind of moved the words around and I added some emphasis around them so they're a little easier to see. But I didn't want to take away the heart of what was in the poster. And you can see as she's looking upwards, she's looking up towards God. And just her big thing in this movie is prayer. The power of prayer is so powerful with all this. And like I said, if you're sensitive to anything happening to animals, it's going to be a hard one to watch just because of that. And like I said, there's other tensions and other things that are going on here. Not that it takes away from the story at all, but it's just not going to be something that is appropriate for everybody or is going to be comfortable for everybody. And if you're fine being uncomfortable, it's a great story. It's inspiring. It's see what she had to go through to succeed at something that she was so sure of. Even when the world was telling her it wasn't there, she believed and she had her faith through all of this, and it worked out for her, which is amazing. But it was not easy, and there were a lot of times that her and her family felt like giving up, and I don't blame them with some of the things that they had to deal with, but they persevered through this, and she was able to help people see things inside themselves that maybe even they didn't know that were there. So, like I said, Sarah's Oil, it's a difficult watch. It really is. It's going to be difficult for a lot of people. But at the same time, there is an inspiration in here that cannot be denied. And there's a beauty to that. So I hope if you want to check this out at all, if you are a fan of Kingdom Story movies, or like Angel Studios, this would fit right in with that as well. It's a very faith-based story that it really tugs on the heartstrings. But like I said, there's a lot of uncomfortable moments getting to there. I appreciate that they didn't gloss over the things of the time. They didn't try to make light of them. They just presented them as they were, and they presented how these people overcame those obstacles. And it was, like I said, it's very inspirational. It's very beautifully done. If you're wondering where I'm at score-wise on Sarah's Oil, just because of the controversial nature of it and how it's presented and everything that goes along with that, I am giving Sarah's Oil a 6 out of 10 on the Deputy scale. So it's far from a bad score at all. If you're not familiar with the Deputy scale, it is over on our on my website, moviedeputy.com. It's on our About page. And also, we actually have a video on our Movie Deputy channel on our podcast that explains a little bit more about the deputy rating scale. On the deputy scale, a 4, even a 4 is what I call watchable but forgettable. So a 6 is still a quite a good score. A 6 means that it's watchable, it's a good story, and that there are some flaws. In this case, it's not necessarily flaws in the obvious sense, but it's dealing with difficulties that were just, like I said, they're uncomfortable. But it does so, like I said, in an inspiring way because it shows them overcoming these difficulties. So, as always, I promise an adventure. This movie definitely was that. So, if you are looking for something like that to see this weekend or whenever, I hope you have a chance to check this out. As always, like, subscribe, and share for the latest and greatest Movie Deputy content. And I will be back Monday with another movie for you. Till then, bye-bye.